he's your uncle, you respect him?
I treat my uncle with respect.
You've never gotten a fight with Uncle Levi, you don't think?
No.
It's always been nice to me. I also refuse to deal with any of his, like, he's like, you collect the money, and then you get, I'm like, nah, dog.
I think that's universal now at Backdoor because of you and guys like that. We're just not gonna.
Because I did one time for them, and then he was like, he asked me like five times. He's like, did you get any money now? And I was like, no. He's like, you sure? And I was like, so you're asking me if I stole money from you? And he's like, no, and come on.
If I'm sure that I didn't steal.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, what do you mean, am I sure?
Welcome back to the Comedy Store Doorcast. I am your host, Luke Schwartz, and I have a really great group of one former employee and two current employees with me today. To my left, Ali Makovsky, hello.
Hi.
And then across is Hormus Rashidi.
Hello.
And then next to him is Bruce Gray.
Hey, it's Bruce Gray. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you.
Right. He always makes fun of me up at the top. If you tip and mention the Doorcast at the door, we'll shout you out on the podcast.
Shout out to Mike Binder's friend.
Yeah, Mike Binder's friend tipped Bruce $100. So, you know, keep doing what you do out there. Shout out, you know, Mike Z and Shannon, and of course, Big Bad Brad.
People listen to this?
Yeah, I was Big Bad Brad's most listened to podcast of the year.
Wow.
So yeah. That's pretty.
Did I tell you the theory on Big Bad Brad?
Yeah.
Is that he is actually in his normal day outside of here, he dresses completely like a complete square, and he's like has a normal like very like straightforward thing.
Sure.
And what's his vibe when he's here?
He wears a leather jacket.
Leather jacket, and he's got slick back hair. He's cool. Yeah.
And he is a very cool dude. But I thought that what if he was coming here doing a bit making fun of Earl Skakel, and then nobody noticed, so he has to, cuz they talk very similar.
He's like, "Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, happy to be here." Like, and then
he
thought everybody was going to be like, "Damn, this dude is slamming Earl right now." But everyone's like, "This guy kicks ass." Yeah. Everyone's like, "This guy kicks ass."
And it just became who he is now.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. That's
he's fallen into it. Sure. Who else? Gino from Speedweed, thanks for stopping by, dropping love. Van listens all the time, and he is our group text theme this month.
That's true.
And thank you all for being on the podcast. Ali, when's the last time you worked here, do you think?
I don't remember. Honestly, it's such a blur. I don't remember when I started. I don't remember when I left.
You were there for maybe a year?
6 months, I think.
Wow. Okay.
I think it was less than a year.
You got fired?
You overlap with Hormos.
You would.
You got fired for being all fucked up on the job.
No, I left. I've enjoyed working here. It wasn't terrible.
You weren't
I
the worst employee that's ever been here.
No, you know, I think I was a good employee. I think I was a very good employee.
Why?
Well,
In what way?
Yeah.
You know, I noticed a lot of similarities between me and Luke here.
I do too.
I noticed one real big one that's just jumping right out at me and Kanye West right now.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know how similar you guys are.
Sure.
I think we're similar in the sense that we care too much about things that aren't that important.
I could see that.
I would take the job too seriously at times where I was like, it doesn't matter that much.
I catch myself in that all the time still.
Yeah, and it's like, this is supposed to be fun job. I
mean, of course, yeah. Go up to the line and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm great at my job the first two-fifths of the shift. First two-fifths of the shift, I'm
not
the
even halfway.
Not even half. The first, maybe halfway sometimes, I'm the fucking man. And then, like, once the show starts, I feel like I'm pushing a kid on a bike with no training wheels.
I'm good for the first hour and a half, probably.
Luke is the best for the first hour and a half and 30 minutes before the shift starts. Luke comes in 30 sure. minutes before, yeah. does all the work. And
I
then
think,
the first
I, and,
hour.
And right as the shift is ending, I'm there again.
Yeah,
I think so. I take out trashes and like I come around and I clean up the room and I push the chairs. Yeah, but being in the room is tough for me.
Yeah,
that's why newbies; those are the best.
Yeah, that's why you train the new guys well.
That's why Alex Young won Employee of the Year.
Yeah, you get a 55-inch TV if you stay in the room all year.
See, I'm bummed though because when I was working here, I felt like now coming here and doing shows and stuff and seeing the door guys. Now there's like really funny door guys and there's employees of the year. That's a new thing. Mm-hmm.
That is new this year.
I want to get a superlative. I miss like, I don't know.
It's very fun.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I used to fake a employee of the month award every month or two. I used to like get Comedy Store stickers from the back and put it on like a wireless headphones that I'd buy from somewhere.
From like Ross for like $9.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or from the swap meet for like $9. And I'd put this Comedy Store sticker on it, and then I would send it out to like the email chain saying like, hey, thanks for my Comedy Store headphones.
It was always foremost receiving it.
Yeah, you were always doing it. That's so funny.
Of the thing, and like, I'm so honored to be Employee of the Month.
Nice. Yeah. CC everybody on the chain. Yeah.
And then I would say like, there's Jody said there's a few more in the back. If you guys want to claim one, email him back right now. And then he would have a bunch of people just messaging him like, I want one.
Yeah. You know? That's a deep level Moe's.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all, but I don't check my email that often. That slipped by me. Yeah.
You seem like a guy who never lets an email slip by you.
Yeah. Oh, I slip.
You slip up from day to day?
I have a couple thousand unread. Nothing.
Wow.
I'm not in the tens of that. I'm not crazy. It's like three. It's all promotional.
Yeah, I'll say it's all like Home Depot, 5% off.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw a hack on how to get rid of that.
I did
unsubscribe. You search unsubscribe in, you know, where you can search unsubscribe.
Free hack on the DoorCast for you guys.
Uh-huh. I paid for a Google Chrome plugin.
Hell no. You just type in unsubscribe. Whatever pops up, you say, get the hell out of here. Yeah.
You just block those. What do you?
I don't block. I mean,
you
I
have
don't,
to go through and still unsubscribe from
I stay up on my emails.
Everyone?
I stay up on my emails.
I was at zero for a couple years, and then I just was like, it got to 100, and I was like, well,
I read the important emails, but I also, like, you know when you're waiting for an email, and then, like, you get something, and, like, you pull out your phone, you're like, hell yeah, and then it's like, Bed Bath and Beyond, 10%. I'm like, fuck! Sure. Like, I fucking lose my mind. I get so mad.
Yeah, well, that's not healthy.
Getting mad?
Or that mad at that thing.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I do.
That's why I fucking
do comedy.
Yeah, no, I do comedy to
this
release
is my therapy
my
in my church and my gym. And this is my mom and my dad.
All
here.
Day I scream.
This
my
is like
fucking
the mecca
up.
Of comedy.
Yeah, this place
basically.
Rocks, dude.
One time I deleted like Instagram and whatever other apps I was using, and I knew that I was addicted to my phone because I just kept refreshing my emails. Like that was like the new app that I was looking forward to. I don't get any exciting emails.
Yeah. But you get that Bed Bath & Beyond 10% off.
Yeah.
You get Bed Bath & Beyond is always 20% off, my man.
Well,
it's always 20%. Every mailer and everything is always
20%. Okay, not to do another little plug, but there's this like a
life
kind of,
hack
like,
alert.
Not a life hack. It's like a plugin or an add-on called Honey.
Ooh,
and it'll
Honey.
Automatically do.
I've heard that on podcast
discounts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
advertise
pay for
well,
it.
They don't pay us, so I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's free.
This
I
show isn't
free
sponsored
one.
By Flagrant
it's,
2?
It's sponsored by Thirster. Thirster Water, always the best.
Also, last
water.
Plug.
Yeah, we couldn't get it today.
No, it's not. It hasn't been here for a while, but boy, is it's just a water bottle.
Last plug is the military surplus store on Western.
I've never been there.
Fun place. Never bought anything there ever.
But I like the one on.
Figured I'd put it out there.
The one on Venice
it's is fun, but it
the
is
one
kind
I
of
grew
expensive.
Up here, it's better.
Yeah.
That it's all very stiff quality. It's everything you buy from an army surplus store.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Stiff.
Oh yeah.
And then you know it's good.
Speaking of stiff, Luke, how was Hawaii?
It was. I mean, it's like everything you hear about it. It lives up to the hype every time. Oh, yeah. It's really
was
good.
Was it romantic?
Speaking of this being the mecca of comedy. It was Thursday and Bill Burr popped in. He was the second guy in the main room. And then John Mulaney popped in later. And then everyone's like buzzing and buzzing. You walk in the OR and Idris Elba's sitting in like the back bucket seat. That was a real fuck it. And that was like one of those. You're like,
that's tight.
All right.
Who was
he with?
Yeah.
Who's he was with like
Stringer
two
Bell.
People.
Guys, girls, old, young.
One man, one woman, I believe. That
white,
both
black, brown.
Black.
Both black?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's man, that sucks that no white guy has
it's
infiltrated
so
the inner circle.
So terrible. You're
that's
right,
terrible
Bruce.
For us, dude.
You and Kanye really have
So wait, voice. Did he, so it was like a, was it like a security guy and then like a mega babe?
You know, that's not where my focus was.
Oh, come on,
I was working in the main room. I did a buzz by, like everyone did. Apparently everyone buzzed by. And just kind of like, and just was like, yeah, crop dusted him. And was like, yep, that's Mr.
Well,
Elba.
Did you walk by because someone told
yes.
you? Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It I was, love seeing celebs in public.
It really is fun.
No, I didn't ask her any. No.
Oh, yeah. I almost never talk. I would. I mean, most. Not
and
almost.
You're so much cooler for not talking.
You know, but then, not that this is a huge celeb, but in terms of like Comedy Store cool stuff, like when Roseanne was here.
Oh, that's way
yeah,
bigger.
I wasn't here. That's
Roseanne's way bigger than Idris Elba.
No.
Big eye roll. Yeah. Big eye roll at Roseanne, but yeah.
Wait, Roseanne's one of the greatest comics of all time. at the Comedy Store
yeah. for 10 minutes.
Returning back. No, but it's still that's okay, doper than
she was
like,
so
I love Stringer Bell.
She was so famous.
Idris Elba's awesome. But.
I had I just rewatched the Comedy Store doc. Yeah. And so she was fresh in my brain. You know, I was like, man, I wish I could have seen Roseanne in her heyday. Yeah. And if not, present day to see what, you know, she's doing.
Have you guys seen the prequel to The Connors? It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, now I know Hormoz
is good. Now, Roseanne, the show was good as fuck.
It was great.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm laughing.
No, Roseanne is a G.
The show is good as fuck.
I'm not even joking. Roseanne's awesome.
But Luke,
she fucked up. She was on drugs and she said some racist shit.
Yeah, I just never been.
But she's still dope.
What? No shit, Luke. She is. What she does is so far removed from what you are interested in.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. Seeing so that's why the big eye roll and like whatever.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah. So
for women,
yeah,
we understand that you like Frasier.
I never actually watched that one either.
You seem like a Frasier.
If I had grown up with it, I'm sure I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but
anyway,
I wasn't.
Back to my story.
You're like nine.
Shut up. Roseanne was here, thank you. And I wanted to say hi, but it's one of those things where you have to really be like, is this worth saying hi now or waiting around and maybe being like naturally introduced to her in the future?
100%.
But I was like, I don't know if she's going to keep coming around. I don't know if I'm ever going to work with her. I forced Richie into introducing us, and it was worse than I could have ever imagined. Yeah, he did such a bad job.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah, hey, you ever seen this person?
He was like fire. He like jumped over the parking lot wall to get over there to like say hi, and then his like intro was so bad.
He's obsessed with Roseanne too. Yeah.
I know it was. I thought it would have been better than me going up alone, and it wasn't. But I
They're like making out.
Richie doing too much?
Yeah, it was brutal.
He couldn't shut up about her at the staff meeting.
Oh my god, he wouldn't have. He'd be like, everybody see on Instagram a picture of me. And Roseanne. And it's like, on Roseanne's Instagram, she put a picture of me and her. And everyone's like, Richie, no, she's not posting.
No, you,
like,
you
you're probably running her social media. Like, but Rose, I understand what you're saying.
And then he's like,
saying.
She's going to pop in on all your shows and everything. She's going to be here all the time. Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, her and Chris D'Elia are both coming back. I just, because from what everybody says, and it could be one of those things where the story grows like exponentially over time, but like when Roseanne first came into LA, that it was like a fucking hurricane, and it was like she came here and was like killing so hard and was like so different than what everybody else was doing at the time that everybody was like losing their fucking
mind. Cool.
I mean, this is the old standby though. If like if we, any of us were in the 70s, we would be maybe looked at as the next. Richard Pryor, or like what you know, like Robin Williams, shit. Like,
well, you're saying at a time whenever they were really looking for the next blank of anybody, they would be like, this is the next, this is the next.
Yeah, it's like if we were who we are without the influences that we had, we would be groundbreaking,
right? If we went back with our act right now, to the 70s, we would like.
But it's because all of those influences from the 70s,
Richard Lewis would not have a career.
You know, all of those influences on us would build us to who we are, and then we would go back and skip all those influences.
That's right.
Or you'd
it
be
would
up
be
there.
Sick.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, we'd be the best. Yeah, we'd be considered sick. Like visionary. Yeah.
Or you'd be up there and everyone would be like, what the fuck is
he'd
this
like,
guy talking
Luke Schwartz,
about?
He's like the. Richard Pryor.
It's
Luke Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor and Bruce Gray. You're like, oh, great.
Luke talking about shooting his car.
I just like take other people's bits that happen to him in real life.
That's your version of time travel where like instead of doing like the lottery.
Killing him. Yeah.
You go up and you like are doing Bernie Mac. Like,
you don't understand. I'm not scared of you motherfuckers.
I am not afraid.
Me personally, not scared. Yeah, that would go over great.
Yeah, Roseanne is a good one as far as famous people to see.
Doja Cat was here last week. That
she's
was
been
cool.
here twice.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing.
Who's she coming here with?
Just some white dude. Looks
she
like,
loves a white
looks like
dude.
A nerdy white dude. So
she
I'm guessing he's like makes
long
music.
Hair.
Oh yeah,
probably a musician.
Of course,
long hair. Yeah,
he looks like shit.
She looked. Great.
I mean, for like a
was he skinny?
Yeah,
I think she's
of course.
Gonna. I think she's coming around because she wants to do stand up.
He look. He looks like he plays.
No.
I think she'd like be good at bass. It. Have you heard
Doja
her freestyle? She's pretty funny.
She's funny.
Yeah. Have you seen her on The Cave?
She has funny ideas.
Yeah.
So good.
I would kill myself if she bumped me.
Doja?
I saw
challenge extended.
I saw Josh Martin at Whole Foods and I wanted to kill myself. I wrote this down. I say, like, I saw
That's
Josh
how
Martin
Allie got
at Whole
fired.
Foods and I wanted to kill
myself. What'd you do?
She got into it with Josh Martin.
What'd you say?
Right?
Oh, you got into it with Josh Martin? You go, oh, yeah, you
speak. He's just lying to your face and trying to do a bit. And then he's like, no, I'm not doing a bit. And that's like also a lie. It's so good.
It's so good. No. I always get strong female comics mixed up, my bad.
Did you? Who are some other big? Do you remember any like big nights when the 6 months you were working here?
Big night.
Any celebs?
Well, one that stands out is Robert Pattinson coming here with FKA Twigs when they were dating. Robert Pattinson's so yummy.
He's pretty, he's pretty dreamy.
Did you like Twilight when you were a kid?
I did. I wasn't like a freak for it.
But you liked
it. But I liked it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's so good looking. It's insane. Oh, my God.
Another life hack.
What?
I don't know. Just he's hot.
Yeah,
or
he's so hot. Be Robert Pattinson.
Yeah,
and all your dreams will come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. I've seen him here before too.
Really?
Helped him to the bathroom. And
is he slight?
In what ways?
Like a lot of these movie stars, they're like little guys. Like,
No.
He's a pretty normal sized guy.
Yeah.
But he's very dreamy. Where Kim Kardashian is truly 3 feet tall.
Yeah, everyone says
her and Brad. Her and Brad Williams are the same height.
Oh no!
100%.
100.
Yeah,
100%. They're the same height.
So because they were coming through the kitchen and same thing where it's like you don't want to be like Kim. Oh my God! But I was like, oh, I'll just go stand far away in the corner just to be like interesting.
Yeah.
You know, like I do that shit here all the time. And I was like, I just want, and then I was like, all I could think was how fucking short she was. She's so short.
There was someone here, I think it was here, I don't remember who it was, but I think it was someone who I thought was really cool. And I do this thing sometimes where I'm worried I'm going to be too excited to meet someone, so I'll play it way too cool and just come off how Luke normally comes off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's Luke never
is solid burn. Yeah.
And I forget who it was and it kills me. I'm like, I've been trying to figure it out for so long, but I was like, kind of an asshole to this person. I was so excited.
I was kind of Luke-ish upstairs just now with those two cool comics who one is like a maybe looking at coming here to direct a special in the OR, which is pretty cool.
Comedy Store Doorcast exclusive.
I thought, yeah, but I was I played it maybe I don't know if I played it too cool, but I definitely didn't. I said hello to the person I knew and just kind of like nodded at the other person who's arguably a bigger celeb.
Yeah, but also that person that you're talking about who's secretive language.
Yeah,
looks like somebody that you could run out of here for digging in the trash can a little bit. So it's not like the
yeah, they both of them have their angles of like, oh, these guys could be out on the street.
Yeah. Let's just say this guy is a wild and crazy guy. Angel Salazar.
Yeah.
Check it out. Check it 2023. Out,
yeah. It's Shecky Green.
Yeah.
Check it out.
This guy, Country Wayne.
Yeah. You're trying to do Mike Binder. Mike Binder pitching Angel.
I got these guys. It's Country Wayne, DC Young Fly, and then this other guy, Insane Wayne, who's in a wheelchair. There's this guy, Insane Wayne, who used to be a comedian.
In a
wheelchair, black dude in a wheelchair. And there's this other guy that I know that for years was so bitter that because Insane Wayne beat him in the Central Valley comedy competition.
Oh my God.
This other guy hated Insane Wayne. Hated Insane Wayne so much. And he would always be like, it's because he's in a fucking wheelchair. And it would be like, dude, I don't think the Central Valley comedy competition that's held at the Lamplighter Inn in Visalia is going to be the big ticket. You know?
Make it or break it.
He fucking hated Insane Wayne. Dude.
And where is Insane Wayne now? And where is this guy now?
Insane Wayne can walk again. No, I'm kidding.
He's just Wayne.
All he needed was that W from the competition. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
They paid for the surgery.
With the money from the Central Valley Comedy Competition, he got an exoskeleton.
He only needed 100 more.
I would be. It probably.
It's so crazy. He's insane and in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So it's like he's got mental problems.
No.
And also he's got a wheel around. Like, so much problems. Let him have the victory.
You get your ass.
This
get
guy's
ass
so bitter still.
Give him the W,
though.
Insane Wayne, I don't know where.
The other guy.
He was a guy.
They're both Waynes?
No, the other guy was a different guy. He lives in Fresno. He does comedy.
Oh, he's moved up.
Yeah, no, he was right. they're both
meaning north.
It was the Central Valley. It was the Central Valley comedy competition. So you got comedians from Fresno, Visalia, Bakersfield.
Oh, let's go.
Hanford, yeah. Porterville, oh. Stockton.
Salinas.
Really going fucking
Salinas is yeah. Yeah, Stockton's go hard. A real place.
Yeah.
Mm.
Insane Wayne, dude.
Damn. Yeah, I was talking about this the other. I miss Addleston as a comic. Addleston Fitzgerald Holder the First.
What happened to that guy?
Hey, he's still posted on Facebook, I think.
Can I tell very quickly you something? Addleston Fitzgerald used to do this character on YouTube named Mr. Pregnant.
That's right. He would wear fake teeth
and before I started doing comedy. There was a Mr. Pregnant video that I thought was the funniest thing in the entire world.
They were very weird.
It was like original YouTube days.
Yeah, really made me laugh. And then so one of the first times I ever came to LA, I was on open mic, and I saw him, and I legit took a picture of him and sent it to a friend of mine where I was like, dude, check it out, Mr. Pregnant. And then I saw him go up, and I was like, what the fuck?
He was your Idris Elba.
Yeah, legit. Yeah, he is my Idris Elba.
You wanted to play it cool.
You did a buzz by. You crop dusted, I'm sure. Yeah.
I did a show with him maybe not that long ago, a few years ago. Brendan Wardell show.
Whoa.
He was booked as a bit?
No, a little.
Yes.
A little bit as a bit, a little bit as like a, let's see Addleston.
This and before
it was
COVID?
Great. It was so fun. Timeline's blurry. Pre and post-COVID kind of warps together at this point.
Yeah.
It'd be so funny to do Madison Square Garden and get Addleston Fitzgerald as your opener.
Yes.
Open mic.
Yeah, like, it takes a time.
Don't laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Telling everyone.
You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
Don't laugh.
Yeah, dude. We should actually
now laugh.
Hit him up, and we should bring him in to do potluck or something.
Yeah.
You would do it.
Yeah, of course.
They used to put before I got here. They would put like a wild card in the middle of the potluck lineup to like
wake people up.
Like zhuzh it up again. Like yeah.
GT.
Uh-huh.
Oh my
R.I.P.,
god.
R.I.P.
I forgot he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, where is he? He's gone.
Yeah. Do you know what GT's job was?
He vending machines or something, right?
It was vending machines, but it was mostly gumball machines.
Gumballs, yeah.
And one time I asked him if his name stood for gumball technician. And he was none too pleased. Yeah. I also saw him pick up a little person one time as a, let's you know, say
as a paid
a
date.
Midget. No, a midget. Oh. And pick them up off the ground and go, this is my baby. And it was a lady and she smacked him.
Oh. That is not
so
the clip
funny.
Of the day, you know, but that might be the moment of the episode. Don't clip.
Said, that's my baby. And then smack.
I'm saying don't.
You know, it's kind of the same energy, different, but kind of the same energy. Who is his name Lou Hinkle, the guy who
oh,
does
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
hand?
Yes.
On stage, yes. Have you ever talked to Lou off of stage?
Oh,
off
yeah, he's the sweetest.
It's a very,
sweetest,
it's a very Holtzman
sweetest,
thing.
Nicest.
Yeah, I love it.
Truly one of them.
Argus's friend, Lou?
No.
Not Lou Deck.
Lou Hinkle. He's like, you motherfucking.
No, Lou Deck is someone.
No, Lou Deck, yeah.
Lou Hinkle, I don't know if I know.
Because he's a. I don't know if I should call him a micer, but he's like a. He does comedy around LA and he's mad.
Yeah. But
he goes
he
up
would,
and yells. He's severe comedy. I might even call it.
Because I would always see him at the dog park, Laurel Canyon Dog Park, with his pit bull.
Yeah, very chill dude.
Like 15-year-old pit bull. This dog Ali, like fattest, oldest, nicest dog in the entire world.
It's just like him.
Yeah,
his
but
rough exterior. But
then there's like a. Especially Laurel Canyon Dog Park, there's like a whole group, and most of them are like dog walkers, dog trainers, like bring their packs there, and it is like the cool dog park clique of like that, like very funny how clicky a dog park can be. But it's the people who like run the dog park basically, and there's this guy,
the door guy's there
basically, because there's this guy that'll run your ass off, dude. I've seen him run people out of the dog park. It's pretty funny.
It's like your dog's being too much, that kind
of
thing.
A little bit of that. Your dog's supposed to be neutered if he's going there. If your dog's got nuts and is acting crazy, he'll fucking run your ass off.
I took my dog to the dog park once. This dog wasn't spayed or neutered or whatever. I think it was a girl dog, and its vagina was massive.
Oh, I hate that.
It was swollen,
yeah.
And all the dogs were running around it, barking, licking it.
Yeah,
it was so foul.
Yeah. It's almost like the Comedy Store. It's like some chick comes in here with her big vagina, and all the dogs start barking, dude. Chasing her around.
Could have been the clip, but I still don't think that's it. That's very funny. That's sickening.
Oh, dude, because I see it all the time, too. Well, now that one's more hardcore. I usually go to the West Hollywood Small Dog Park. Shouts out.
Oh yeah, the it's one right over here.
Is it
right
a here. Small dog park or is it a small dog park?
It's a very small dog
park. It's on Santa Monica. So they have two separate ones. They're both pretty small.
Oh,
they have
Santa Monica.
They have a big dog park, Santa Monica and like Robertson.
A park for big
dogs. Not the one right
dogs.
By Sunset by Tower?
No, I've never been to that one actually.
That's the little one just down those stairs right there.
Yeah. But the one I go to, there's a small separate thing. So there's small dog area and then there's big dog area, so you're not mixing the two dogs.
An area for small dogs.
Yeah. So legit me, usually me, sometimes my girlfriend is also there with me, and all gay guys at the thing.
Uh-huh.
Pretty fun time.
What about gay dogs?
There are gay dogs because the guy dogs do start humping guys.
Is your dog gay?
No.
Why?
Because I'd kill him.
I used to have two.
I'm fucking, no. But it's like, you know.
That's the clip.
Yeah, it's dudes.
I still don't know.
It's mostly dudes yelling at that dog park at their dog being like, Jessica! Jessica! And then like, Rachel, stop it! Like, it's like always.
The 90s
like, very, yeah, very like full, like.
The characters from
funny.
Friends.
Rebecca! Anastasia, get off of him! Yeah. Yeah, that there are dogs that have some
Ashley.
Get sexy in the dog park. Uh-huh. Some people get their dog and the dog just starts humping everybody, and everybody laughs for a minute, and then sometimes the dogs don't stop humping the dog.
Well, some people get really weird about it. I remember taking my dog to the dog park, and one of the dog owner's dogs is humping a bunch. And I'm like, I don't care. My dog's not gonna. Yeah, I don't.
People
care.
Are very
the woman
weird.
Was like, get off of the dog.
Yeah,
and
people
I'm like,
are very
it's
hard.
Fine,
yeah.
Let them hump.
I've only yelled at somebody one time at the dog park.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because they were, this lady didn't even have a dog there.
Oh.
She was there with these, they were walking in the park with these kids. She was letting her kids run in and out of the fucking thing and fuck with all the dogs.
Oh, no.
And then her and her other fucking dumb friend kept coming in there and leaving the gates Ew. Open at the same time.
Those are the times where I'm like, let the dogs bite.
The two gates, well, it's all, yeah, the small dogs just like, but like, the you know, the gate system. You close, only one, there's two gates, one's supposed to be open at a time. You don't open both gates at a time where dogs could run out. You open one gate, you close it, you open the other gate, you come in. And
Love
this fuckhead. Fuckhead lady kept running in and out and letting her kids fuck with the dogs and leaving the gates open at the same time. And I said, get the fuck out of here. I did.
And they received this information well?
No, she's like, fuck you. I was like, are you fucking stupid? I was like, you're going to let people's dogs out. Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I miss?
Hell yeah.
I turned around and the gay guys had like finally accepted me.
I wish nice. That is the one thing I wish I still worked here because I don't feel like I yelled at people enough. I wish I could have been a little more sassy.
Oh, you can too.
I love being sassy.
Bruce is very sassy. Bruce is sassy.
I love being sassy on the right occasion.
I can get pretty
for
sassy.
The right thing.
I don't think I get sassy.
Yeah, you do.
I just get kind of quiet.
Well, I mean,
I don't engage though. Like Bruce, engage or like yell back at him. I just kind of monotone over them. I don't get excited.
No, you say something
change.
Really mean quietly under your breath. You go, oh, okay.
I don't cause a scene, but I do tell people to fuck off when they need to be told fuck off.
You do,
but also
you go, hey, you're gonna be a pro. Bruce picks people out of line. He goes, you're already talking during the spiel. I'm telling you the rules. You're gonna ask me the rules.
Yeah, I'll tell people, I'll be like, be quiet, because I know I'm gonna be kicking you out later. And then everyone will laugh except that person. But also, like, when people get caught taking a picture or whatever and be like, I don't know. And I'll be like, that's crazy. It's literally the first thing that anybody told you. And then we'll kind of just stare at each other like, that's the first thing.
Yeah.
And then they're like, these customers are fucking stupid, dude. I hate customers.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone's fine except for the people who are problems everywhere they go. And this is what we circle back to a lot.
Easily
of the time.
Identified.
It's like, if you're a problem at a restaurant, you're going to be a problem at the Comedy Store. You're going to be a problem at the, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, and we'll see you soon.
I was here the other day, and I was just standing in the back of the main room watching whoever was on stage, and I'm looking into the audience, and there's a guy who looks so familiar. And I'm like, how do I know this guy? And I realized I knew this guy because he was dating a girl I knew, but he was psycho. He was like stalking her. And I was like, because he was on a date here. So I'm like, do I pull his date aside and be like, hey, I didn't know what to do. And I'm like, I don't want to get involved with it. I don't want him to find out because he's crazy.
Yeah, but then what if she like goes back to the seat and is like,
this dumb bitch is trying,
I don't know what to do.
Look, that's her. That's the dumb bitch.
And then, you tell her, and then you leave. Right before you leave, you tell her.
You slip her. You have somebody else slip her a note. Yeah. And then you say, signed by X. Pseudonym.
You do nothing.
Yeah.
You ignore it. You let the guy kill her. And you just don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And then you feel guilty forever. Mm-hmm. You feel bad. Right? Is this, am I hormones?
You know who you should get?
Yeah.
You should get a jailhouse interview from that guy from Kill Tony who killed somebody.
Oh Jesus. Yeah. That was terrible. Yeah.
Which guy from Kill Tony killed somebody?
There was some guy who just signed up to do a minute, like not like a regular part of the show or anything, just a guy who happened to do a minute on Kill Tony, and then he ended up killing...
murdering someone.
His ex-girlfriend or...
Something, yeah. Girlfriend.
He pushed her off a balcony.
Yeah.
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 So all ways to do it.
This is not the clip. Definitely not. There's a new green light in the kitchen that's from the holiday party that I think needs to go. That's that's literally
bit of information.
We did. It's funny because we did just talk about this on the way in.
I really
Allie goes, that light's so weird. And I was like, I think it's from the Christmas party.
I like
party.
It. It's kind
it's
of
from
fun.
The holiday party, and the hashtag war on Christmas starts right now. But
we're not doing it's the Christmas party. It's not the holiday
it's
party.
It's the holiday party, and the war on Christmas party. Starts now. And I just think it's like it's very Comedy Store where it's like, it was cool for the thing. And now it's.
I like it. I don't know if I like the green, but I like a kind of weird color.
Maybe like a
red.
On the red spectrum, sure. A purple or a red.
We should just get a straight up siren.
We need to start doing LED strips. We got to make this place look like a TikTok hype house.
Yeah.
LED strips all over.
We should make this place very blue.
Is that what's
Everything inside.
Yeah, and call it the improv. We'll do an improv pop-up here at the Comedy.
That's what I was saying. It would be very funny if how all the stadiums were doing it for that guy on the Bills who got injured, how they were like making all their lights blue for like a picture. I was saying we should do it for the stage in the main room, just do all blue. Then take a picture and be like, the Comedy Store stands with DeMar and the guy from the Bills. It would be very funny and pointless, but
I have a question.
Yeah.
Speaking of the improv in the Comedy Store, why...
Is Mike Binder doing spots at the Laugh Factory?
No.
I don't know.
So Chris D'Elia is banned from here, but not quite at the improv.
Not quite, not at all.
I heard the improv asked him to leave the other day, but that's just hearsay.
No, they went into the LA Times and were like,
they canceled a show. That
they
was
canceled
on the
his Chris D'Elia and Friends show for the 11th.
Yeah,
but why? But he's still booked at like Brea Improv.
Oh yeah, he's still on Levity stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But then they took the effort to go into the LA Times and say it was for a scheduling issue and not improv did. After that article came out that was like Chris D'Elia's show canceled, they literally in the LA Times
contacted a
reporter.
Please keep
me. No, that has nothing to do with the. I stand apart. I'm uninvolved. They went into the LA Times. And they were like, it was a scheduling issue and nothing else. Like they went out of their way to kind of
protesting. There's going to be a.
I don't think they give a shit.
No, they don't.
But it's like, it's.
But he was banned pretty quickly from here.
Yes, he was.
I don't think he was ever like solidly told.
I think
to
it was
up.
Emily's, honestly.
Yeah,
and
to not book him, that was
a few times still. Yeah, I think.
Do you guys think Cosby's gonna come back to the Comedy Store?
Yeah, he might pop in.
Yeah,
he's definitely gonna pop in the Laugh Factory. That would be honestly, I could see the Laugh Factory being like
Cosby's,
like this is great. And like,
yeah,
Bill Cosby tonight, like on the thing.
Yeah,
that would be crazy.
Right after one of their like anti-violence billboards comes up, we love Bill Cosby and Chris D'Elia.
They do have like very funny things. Like, do not anti-violence overall show. No more titty twister comedy night. Stop calling Indian Burns comedy night. Like that's
it's Desi Burns.
Yeah. Show some respect. I don't know how shocked I would be if. Either one of those two places had Bill Cosby do a show.
Yeah.
True.
I would be shocking,
but it also wouldn't. You would be like, whoa. And then you'd be like, they're going hard. they're really.
Would you be shocked if the Comedy Store didn't?
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
If the Comedy Store did it, I would be like, that's fucking wild.
Would you quit?
I wouldn't quit, but I wouldn't work.
Up. What if Cosby just shows up? You're working the OR.
Yeah.
Cosby just shows up.
And asks to go on.
With his cane, just fucking feeling around.
Well, I'm sure he has a hand on someone's shoulder.
Yeah. And he walks up and he's like,
I would. I would.
Hormuz. And then what does he say, Hormuz?
I would like to,
I'd like to go up.
Oh, that's
I'd like
you?
To go yeah. up.
Bleh, I'm Bill Cosby.
I'm Bill Cosby.
You know,
what would you say? He'd be like, he's in a wheelchair. You're a rapist.
Yeah. I would be like, I got to ask Richie. Oh, Richie, I know him very well.
I mentioned my hot ass wife, and I and Richie goes, "Women aren't hot after like in the early 20s."
Oh,
and I was like,
"God!"
Oh, fuck. I was like, "How's your daughter doing?"
You know what I would do if Cosby wheeled in here on his wheelchair and was in the OR and was like, "I want to go on." I would, you know, a person in a wheelchair, their leg, there's like a 2 inches or so of wheelchair on the outside of their legs. I would stand up on that and I would grab his head and I would fucking
yeah,
like,
you'd rape
with, yeah, no, with my pants still on, I'd be like, "Fuck you!" And like, have Van take a picture of it.
That'd be sick. Yeah, I wasn't on board until you wanted to document it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That'd be sick. I would use that as a clip.
Yeah, no is the answer for me if I'm worth it. It's like, sorry.
Would you apologize?
I think I would just say, sorry, no.
You wouldn't even say no? You'd
sorry, no.
Would you say no because fuck you, or would you just say, no, time doesn't work that, it's not going to work out?
Just because we're too packed.
Yeah, that's right. Just as an easy way to get him to leave.
I'm sorry, we don't bump people here.
Yeah. But would they, do you think they'd
the rape him? Thing doesn't bother me at all.
What? Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just a
no.
time crunch today.
It's like, I don't like blind people, I'm sorry.
Would they let him inside the building? If he pulled up into the parking lot in like an access van,
Joe Urell pop out.
Yeah, he steals Joe Urell's at
him and Josh.
But he's
Meyerowitz. Yeah. Joe Urell.
He'd have to be like, what if they're hauling him around like Hannibal Lecter, where he's like, he's like in the back of a van in his wheelchair.
Dolly.
Yeah, no, he's in the wheelchair. He's just like strapped in the wheelchair.
He's so he's like in the back.
He can't do any damage. Yeah. Safe that way.
Yeah. They transport him like a nuclear bomb.
Sorry, yeah, the football, Bill Cosby football.
Not to hard change the subject, but how's Mulaney?
Untouchable.
Wow.
God mode, to borrow a phrase from a younger generation. He just is. He might be him.
Is he on the wagon?
Him again or him overall?
It might be him. And he's, you know, goated with the drip out sauce. You know, he's
all okay. He's all bussin', no cap.
He's all bussin' in my bussy. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the clip, John.
I'm throwing together all these phrases. Yeah. Yeah, Mulaney he's got something to talk about, and he is doing it quite well.
Is he talking about it? Oh. Is he like, I was doing cocaine
100%
off of hookers' butts?
And like, the stories are awesome. And it's never any hookers. It's always much lamer than that. And it's very Mulaney. It's very good.
Me and Lauren Michaels put a gun to a woman's head. He's destroying.
Dangerous Mulaney. That's yeah, character, yeah. Your new
that's
character.
A, yeah. It would be very funny if he did come back and he was just like crazy all the time. Like, just he was just kept being on drugs, but like was how like Richard Pryor was when he was on drugs. It's like the best version, and he's just like going fucking goblin mode on stage, like as to borrow a phrase from Luke.
I missed that one, yeah. But what would he shoot instead of his car? He would shoot his
shoot,
yeah,
his Tesla charger.
Yeah, right. I shot my.
Well, the lamest thing about him is that he was supposed to be here all week and he only came one night because he was down the street doing
something.
Yeah,
put him on a milk carton.
What was he doing?
Boy, he was missing.
Some other.
The Bourbon
show.
Room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Like his own shows?
No.
No. No, he was just.
What is Zaratella?
Yeah. He was,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The Paratella? Comedy show formerly known as Supernova that has moved to a different location.
Whoa.
To maybe clean up its image or something. I don't know.
It's a strong rebrand because I forgot that he was involved with Nova. Yeah, a little bit of a remix.
Yeah. Speaking of Cosby, hello, folks.
They put Cosby
up. Oh, yeah. They hire him to work the door.
To work the door.
Like, we'll give you 5 minutes at the end of the show. You just got to check people in.
Yeah. You'd be like, sounds good. What if he came back and he was on stage and was like, doing fucking like in an electric
style,
wheelchair, like doing
sorry.
Like wheelies across the stage, like doing sick,
putting up clips on Instagram with the white writing.
Yeah, Cosby's clips, dude.
Just crushing, and it's like
at the really, cause. Yeah.
Really done up clips with like a lot of like whips and shit and a lot of like, you know, like crazy, just hard to look at because there's so much going on.
Would you heart Cosby's clips on Instagram?
No. I am going to be cold opening on his.
I've been posting them, and I just hate myself for doing it.
I watch yours.
Why? No, you don't.
I see that you post it, and I'm like, God, Luke is such a... Like,
I'm a fucking sellout idiot. Yeah, I hate that I'm doing it.
No, I'm not your sellout. It's just I know, because I know you, I know that whenever you're posting your thing, you're like...
Oh, that's my... Oh, yeah.
And your wife's like, Luke, I made you some delicious cookies. And you're like, get out!
I'm very
I'm
nice
posting
to her.
A clip. Okay, well, they'll be on the windowsill.
It's very interesting image you have of me
of your home of your home life. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, he's on the windowsill.
Cookies on the windowsill. No, I know that. I know you get home and you're just ready to go, ready to put it down. So I was asking about Hawaii because you said that you were gonna put it down.
I posted
a bunch
clips
in Hawaii.
And I have gotten more show asks like than ever before. It's really annoying that it works. I'm like,
yeah.
I guess I have to do this every once in a while.
You have to do it
like
constantly.
Fucking exist. Yeah, I.
You have to do
I
it.
I don't want to do it constantly.
You have to post a new clip every few hours.
Yeah.
Or else, what are you doing? And then you have to build
it. Just going live on. Whatever?
Take a corner of your house.
Okay.
And make it look like a fake comedy club.
Oh,
and then
my God.
You're talking to the microphone.
This is a big scandal.
In
huh?
a cadence. I've been known about people that do this shit. And then you're talking to it, and then you add in laughter, but then you're killing, and then you do that to the tune of like, you know, a couple hundred thousand followers online.
Excuse me. I had
what'd you have your wife's cookies?
I had an indigestion just here listening to that story.
Yeah,
oh my God.
You
was,
did,
like, really
Luke.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that was like,
I had a
Luke
really,
was
like,
people are doing
body,
that. Like,
body yeah. had a physical reaction.
Body
to
keeps
that.
The score.
People,
oh,
people,
man, ball don't lie.
People that are doing that, I believe, are true demons from hell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that
more power to them. There's one thing, and there's a lot of people. I've even seen people take a clip from a show. It's obviously a show. And then ADR their own voice in and then add the laugh track on that. So literally, you are on stage at a show. You're probably bombing, but you're telling the same joke.
Or just
doing
fine.
Yeah. But like, let's say like I'm telling a joke, like I was going to the bathroom the other day, and then you like can hear the difference between like talking into a microphone that's just plugged into like an H4 or an H6 versus doing a comedy show. I have seen people do that ADR thing, and that's even weirder than just doing
so that's
a whole fake show.
Is you purposely show how small the show is and have like stadium laugh track behind it.
Right, I mean that, but these people are not. They, I mean, some people.
That's gonna be my next. Yeah.
There's like really dope clips that I've heard people tell me, the day of the crowd sucked, but they told us, act confident.
I mean, when you're doing something that's more of a fucking production, it's like yeah, do whatever. But it's like people who do this as their own thing, and I've heard it both ways. Where I've talked shit about people and being like, fucking, you know, fuck whatever. Doing the thing in your living room, that's demonic. Yeah. But like doing like adding in laughter from a show or wherever else, it's one thing. Because I like edit clips for people, and it's like it's one thing to be like, hey, can you just pump up a little bit here or there, and then you're just like, whatever, I'll layer a laugh here from another part of the set. But there are other people putting in like sitcom laugh track to whatever. And it's also like, I think it's all shitty, but it's also like...
The Seinfeld bass line comes in.
Yeah. Like Lockwood was basically like, he's like, it fucking sucks. He's like, but it's working for other people. And that's basically who you're quote unquote competing against. So it's like, it sucks, but it's like, that's what's working. And so you have to do that shit.
Shout out to John Schieser who... was a door guy here, but he posted a clip of just the ends of jokes, but it's just like he just finished talking and you can hear the crowd laughing. Yeah. And there's probably like 30 seconds of that, and some are big and some are small, and it's like and it's like that, and like that was a good
that's
clip
funny.
And it's like, come see me in person, I'll do this. It's like, yeah, that's right.
But I mean, any like for I mean special,
and now he's famous and rich.
You hear on
who
like,
is this
on a
like, Cheezer
like Comedy Central specials
player.
Like
lives in Kansas now, I think.
Comedy Central Presents and shit from back in the day. People be like, "Yeah, I fucking bomb my ass off."
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, they just juice it up. Whatever they're gonna, it's specials and shit. They juice it up. They move laughs around. They do this. They cut this. Cut that. Juice it up. That's one thing. It's like, but I don't know where the morality over whether or not adding in.
I'm always like, whatever, if it works for the clip and it gets you followers, great. And then when you're selling out shows and you're bombing. Have fun.
Yeah, I mean, you have to prove yourself eventually, and we've seen plenty
that
of people.
That is why you got hired here, that attitude, I think.
Well, there's plenty of people that we could name a million of that, you know, got fucking
catapulted into whatever, and people were like, this person's great, this person's great, this person's great. And then when it comes time to prove themselves, they didn't, and so now they're not doing so good. Mm. Like, overall, they're kind of just in, you know, standard level, you know, no anonymity.
Yeah, they were here the other night in the main room.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I mean, that. Yeah. I mean, no, it's some this square-jawed, sexy little comedian guy.
a very big draw.
Mouth it.
No, I'll tell you. I don't.
Who?
Okay, I'll type it down.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I guess this is just
it's Matt Lockwood.
Wait, where's he, where'd you write it? Oh, yes.
And it's like that. I mean, that. But that person
hey,
is
I'm
doing
trifling.
That person is, I think, doing fine. Where yeah. I'm saying there are people that are like, even like at the scale of like had to go to you know like new faces and then they bomb their face off there and everyone's like, oh no, this person actually sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's like even there's a lot of things on like smaller levels where that's happening yeah. to people where now like are totally just kind of standard run of the mill open mic comics again, kind of. But it's also, I mean, some of that is like other comedians who are like fine, I think, which like some people, they'll let them drive this shit drive them insane. But it's like, I think some people feel like if they like help push somebody who's just okay up and up and up as much as they can as like a local comedian, like producer person, whatever, that they know that they're not very good and that this person not being very good and getting pushed up somehow makes them get pushed up a little bit. I think, I don't know. I think some people think that way. Really,
that was so much.
Yeah, no, art is definitely competition. I love the craft. You know, this is basically my Mecca and my therapy and my yeah. mom and my dad and my gym and my church. Yeah. So
tell us about your sex life, you know, in Hawaii. You said you were going to put it down a bunch and you were going to try some new stuff, and I want to know if you...
There is a
were
new...
Were you trying to make a baby?
What's the new stuff you were trying?
There's a new refrigerator in the kitchen here, that or the bar area.
And you fucked it?
you fucked your hot-ass wife on
it? It says June Shine on it. It's been empty ever since. I think it's plugged in and just empty this whole time and just kind of running power.
You're really keeping put it tabs on all the...
But they put it next to a post... And you open it, and the door's on one side, and the post is on the other, and you can't like,
open it.
It's hard to turn around or carry anything out of it, or yeah, it's a pretty comedy story where they
is that a good
it.
Metaphor for anything?
The comedy store, oh, yeah, good, yeah, yeah, good. Very much so. We're keeping.
Was
it
that
on.
Your first time in Hawaii?
No, he's been there twice in the last few
yeah,
months.
No, we, yeah.
Well, he went to the Big Island this time, right?
No,
he went to the Big
all
Island
Kauai
last time.
All the time.
Oh, he's a Kauai guy.
Yeah, I'm a Kauai gay. And that is a nice place to be.
And then he went to, you guys ever heard of Hedonism 2? Mm-hmm. It's like a sex resort in the Bahamas.
Oh, you went
it's
there?
Like a swinger.
Sequel?
Yeah, Hedonism
I've never too. Heard of it.
But no. Yeah, no, it's a place where Luke and his wife
no,
go.
No, no, no.
And they do
tell
crazy.
Us about that, Luke.
Yeah, crazy Luke where he's walking around the swingers resort in the Bahamas in your Speedo.
Yeah, it makes me very uncomfortable. just they're judging everybody.
Yeah. I would be so happy if you find out that outside of comedy and everything, Luke is like this really cool,
freak.
Like macho,
just
freaky,
a freak.
Sexy.
Yeah. I'm
like,
a macho freaky.
Yeah,
sexy
swinging
guy.
Like crazy and just banging everybody at Hedonism too.
Oh, I don't think so.
You guys don't know what I'm talking about? Because there's that old video where like they're interviewing people. And because this whole place is like a fuck resort. It's like, that's what it is. You like go there and you're like couples and you like do nasty, crazy shit.
I'm not.
But like there's it. Like, but you can also go there as like a single person.
I don't like other people.
I think it costs
that.
A lot like, of money to go there by yourself. Yeah, it costs way
how
more.
How much did
money.
It cost for you and Kelly?
Well, we got a discount. Cause it was a, yeah, it was like a good, it, but we get out there and it's all like other.
Were you both doing the show and then fucking around like on a cruise ship?
It was a special, like a it was a weird thing. Weekend where it was all people from that looked like they're from the Midwest. Yeah. Like, where are the sexy people?
It's not a gig. It's a gag.
But there's an old video where there's a guy getting interviewed.
Nice, Luke.
And he's like, someone's like, what do you like about here? He's like, it's fun, the beautiful people, the beautiful women, the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing. You don't remember the ripping and the tearing guy? Yeah, yeah. He goes, the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing. He says it twice in a row for some reason. And it's like early like YouTube, it was a very popular video.
Was that a Mr. Pregnant video?
No, it was the ripping and the tearing. I
wow,
wish. I'd love
I
to see it. Adelston at Hedonism too.
The ripping and
he would have a blast there.
Adelston?
I bet he's packing.
Oh, dude.
I wonder.
Oh,
I've never
bet.
Thought about his penis.
Oh, I bet he's packing.
You should ask him. How hard do you think it'd be to get his phone number that works? That's a fun game you could do at a party. Who can get Adelson's phone number first?
I could.
Who can get his number from somebody through the degrees of
speech? Oh, wow. Interesting. I don't know who I would ask.
I would ask the CEO of Flappers to break into the data bank.
Wait, is Flappers done?
I don't know. People say it's closed.
I would ask Jared Levin. Jared
People
Levin
say Flappers
would be
is closing?
One connection.
No, I thought it was
They just released a documentary about how they barely survived the pandemic. I don't know if they released it, but they, you know, shout out Raccoon Tweeties. But they,
yeah, shout out Brendan.
But they did.
Brendan Cooney's like the Kyle Anderson of Flappers. He's
Alice Hamilton of Flappers. Yeah.
I was doing a podcast yesterday. We were saying how funny it'd be if D'Elia made a Kyle Anderson documentary. The problem with Kyle Anderson? Just like, fuck so Kyle, funny. Dude. Also a detective who's been undercover as D'Elia's one of D'Elia's features for years, and then he's pissed at Kyle saying he ruined the case. Like putting all this stuff out there, and he's like, I learned to do comedy. I hate this shit. Blew the case, man.
That's so funny.
And he couldn't even make the case, I guess. He couldn't put him behind bars. But he, like, I don't know. I haven't watched the documentary, but it's in the queue, and I'm, yeah.
I watched, like, half of it, and then I put the other half on in the background while I was doing something. I also was already, I don't know, I didn't need any extra convincing. Yeah, I put it on while I was doing my girlfriend. Dude, how dare you? I'm so uncomfortable now.
Yeah. How's some of your own medicine? You like he can
send it back and take it, dude. Whatever.
Send it back.
Luke's been pivoting away from fucking his wife this whole podcast.
Yeah, it comes up too much.
Fuck your wife in Hawaii? No,
it's my fault.
There's a new fridge in there.
Yeah, no, that's 100% what I did. You got it.
I think you should do
Luke's big Comedy Store news is like, so we changed the air conditioning
that
settings
would be
to
huge
72
news.
Degrees.
There's a light bulb that wasn't there before.
Unbelievably too warm. No. If you're going to turn it to 72, you might as well just turn the air off. Like, what's the point of that?
Totally.
And I don't like keeping the fan on in the room. I think that's a bad move.
In the room or during coitus?
In the comedy store,
gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say, yeah, fan on. Oh, the main room you can do it, but the original room is the only room that matters. So I would turn
when
that
Luke's
on.
Having sex with his beautiful wife, he's like, let's keep it at the Comedy Store temperature. He turns the lights down to Comedy Store.
My dirty talk is like, the way I set up chairs is this. You have to leave enough space for the servers not to complain, but they're going to change the chairs anyway.
When Luke gets to a hotel, he goes over to where the table is, and then he sets up the chairs. The two are in front like this, and then there's the two. He pulls them back. He's like, I like to pull it back a little bit.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being on the DoorCast. This has been a really fun one. I appreciate it. And Allie, where can people find you, plug stuff, unless you had any last thoughts or anyone for the week that we didn't get out, any special sightings of anybody?
I think this is perfect.
Yeah. Allie, where can people find you?
AllieMakovsky.com/shows. I'm going to be in a bunch of cities, so come out to a show. And I'm on Instagram at NotAllieMac.
This is probably dropping today, John?
Tonight. Whoa.
Yeah, cool. 9 p.m. Oh,
wow,
sick.
Wow, fast turnaround.
Yeah. So any shows in the next couple days that people want to go to?
I'm going to be in Chicago January 13th through 15th at Zany's. So.
Great.
Come out to that.
Hell yeah. Hormos.
I don't know why I did that. At Not Hormones on social media. And I'm doing Josh Potter's birthday show this Friday.
Wow. So where's that?
Where's that? The Bunker? Is that what is it called now?
Nightcap.
It's at the Nightcap.
Nightcap. Sure. Yeah. That's cool. Bruce.
You could catch me and Luke at Hedonism 2.
Yeah.
Rippin' and Tearin'.
Rippin' and Tearin'.
No, I'm... Wow. Yeah, some things. This Thursday, Temler Brewery with Fahim Anwar. That's fun.
Ah!
And then BruceCraigComedy.com, baby.
That's very cool.
Sign up. Log in to the BruceCraigComedy.com BruceCraigComedy.com chat room where it really goes
down.
Oh,
do you have your own Discord?
Yeah, I should put a chat room in there for everybody get nasty as fuck. Sex talk.
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm at Friday. I'm at some art gallery on Melrose at 10 p.m. I'll probably post that in my stories. And then on Saturday, opening or featuring or doing one of the showcase spots, I'm not sure, for Jeremiah at the Rec Room. Can you even believe Huntington Beach?
Orange County, watch out.
They usually don't like me.
That makes sense. That's how I felt in high school.
For a lot of reasons.
I went to high school in Orange County.
Yeah.
And anytime I have to perform there, it feels like I'm being bullied all over again.
I don't.
Where in Orange County did you go to high school?
Los Alamitos.
Oh, Esperanza. Yeah, we were rivals.
Football teams. Yeah,
yeah they did. Mm-hmm.
Did you like Orange County Hormones?
I did. I mean,
they like your lying.
Like races, you mean growing up or doing stand-up?
Growing up,
it was all right. Weather's dope. There's a lot of racism.
Yeah.
Which isn't great, but there's cool people, too. Mm-hmm. Stand-up, they seem pretty much on board with my bullshit. You know, like I like to say fucked up shit, and Orange County's kind of with it.
He's just like
us. They might agree too much. Yeah, they think you're being real. Yeah, it's like
he's saying what I'm. Yeah.
Just like me.
Yeah, it's good. Thanks everybody for listening, watching, whatever. And I'm sure I'm forgetting something. We'll see you next time at the door. Bye.
Bye.